Anna Kennedy. You are a company manager of Rollercoaster Theatre. Wonderful name for a theatre production company, firstly. But with all of our guests, we always go a little bit back in time. So, Anna, can you sort of pinpoint when you fell in love with the arts or fell in love with theatre? Was it theatre first?
It was definitely theatre first. And I remember really clearly, when I was in year two or three at primary school, I got a report card that said I needed to improve on my public speaking. So being very academically driven as I was at the ripe old age of 7 years old, I decided to start doing speech and drama classes. So I started doing that when I was about 10 and just fell in love with performing and theatre as a medium. And I think part of what really appeals to me about theatre is that there is no kind of right way of making work. There's no better or worse. It's so subjective. And that, for me, is a great challenge and really inspiring reason to be involved in theatre generally.
So tell me a little bit about the steps where you're going from that love to a career. You know, what kind of study did you do between school and actually getting a career in the creative arts?
So I trained at VCA as an actor.
Right.
After 3 years of auditioning and desperately wanting to get in, and a lot of independent theatre productions in Queensland where I grew up, and short films and things like that. And then once I graduated from VCA in 2014, I started moving into producing a bit more and started with some shows at Darabin Arts Centre through their True North Arts Festival, and started producing a show called Heart, which is a one-man show about the Stolen Generation. So that's been going all around Australia over the past couple of years.
Wow.
And then I started working with Rollercoaster Theatre as their company manager and producing their work. And I also work at Regional Arts Victoria now as an arts administrator. So
wonderful, because they're doing amazing work.
Yeah,
Regional Arts, aren't they?
I'm really proud to work there, and yeah, just to have such a diverse practice is really exciting.
So tell us a little bit more about Rollercoaster Theatre. Fantastic name, firstly, but you know, what's the kind of sort of vibe that you're going for, and the logistics behind it? You know, what how do you sort of pull together these productions?
So Rollercoaster Theatre is an ensemble of actors with intellectual disabilities. And they started working together 10 years ago under the direction of Sarah Sutherland, who's the artistic director. And we have a weekly rehearsal with the ensemble, and they generally work with a new director every 6 to 12 months. So we're currently working with Maud Davey on our upcoming production Fish. But previously we've worked with Tom Healy and Nick Pappas and mm-hmm. other directors on productions. So generally it... what the work ends up being is really influenced by the directors that we're bringing in, and that's really intentional to give the ensemble that opportunity to explore different areas of theatre practice. And this production now is kind of their first opportunity to really explore singing and their musicality. So that's a really exciting aspect of this one.
So let's talk more about Fish then. It's a fantastical soap opera, apparently. tell us a little bit about what's going on in the show.
So I guess the reason we describe it as a fantastical soap opera is because it's really exploring a lot of those anxieties that pervade everyday life for all of us. And I think when we look at the political climate in the way that it is, and I won't say his name, but, you know, it is quite theatrical, and it is like watching a soap opera a lot of the time when you're watching the news. And I guess that's something that we all share, whether we have disabilities or not, is that fear and that sometimes that sense of helplessness about what can I do to change this or change the world for the better, and what can I do to get pleasure from the world in the meantime when there is that feeling of helplessness.
That
sometimes
is a big question. So how does the show sort of go into that then and deal with those kind of issues?
Well, they've been exploring a lot of the subject matter through songmaking with Jane Bailey. And so the ensemble have all written the text themselves with Maud Davies' assistance through different workshops and writing exercises. So there's quite a wide range of performance styles in there, because each of the ensemble members have very different voices. Ryan New, one of the actors who's worked with Weave Movement Theatre before, his writing style is almost like Edgar Allan Poe-esque. It's very dark and kind of and poetic. And then we've got other ensemble members who have much more kind of distilled ways of talking about what their fears are, and all those words that they've sort of introduced into the process have been brought together by Jane and Maud to create these wonderful songs that have essentially been written by them lyrically and then really supported by our amazing production team.
And because they're so, you know, deep thoughts, you know, does that process get very emotional for everyone involved then?
Yes and no. I think what's fantastic about Maud as a director is that she has this incredible ability to find ways to be playful. So it's an incredibly playful environment for the ensemble, and they all know each other incredibly well. So there is a very, there's an excellent support network for them, not only from each other, but also having worked with Sarah and other facilitators like Carolyn Bock for many years. There is a great sense of play, and I think finding those moments of irony and humour that exist when there is also a sense of despair, like those things coexist. And I think theatre, certainly for me and I'm sure for many of the ensemble members, is a way of processing all those thoughts and feelings about the world in a really healthy and productive way.
Yeah, well, do you find sort of from your perspective, you know, the empowering aspect and seeing these performers flourish in that way?
They are incredibly admirable as performers. Mm. Like I, as a performer myself as well, something I really admire about their work is there's this complete lack of inhibition. They just go for it, and it's incredibly refreshing to see, and quite enviable actually, because there is just this sense of like we're doing it, and it's amazing to watch.
Fantastic. Now, what I sort of asked our last guests about their show Niche, about what they hope the audience takes away from the show. So, you know, what kind of a vibe or what kind of questions do you hope the audience is asking themselves when they leave Fish?
Well, in particular, because of the recent NDIS rollout, so there's been the National Disability Insurance Scheme has been trialled over the past 3 years and now is being rolled out nationwide over the next 3 years. And so I really hope that people who come and see this show are better able to understand the diversity of experience that people with intellectual disabilities have and how individual their needs are and just how important it is that that system is effective and supporting them as individuals. So I think on like a grander scale, mm-hmm. that's what I really hope people get out of this show, to be more invested in what's happening here in Australia, that we can all influence the best possible outcomes for in our conversations with our friends, family, and also, you know, on a grander level, how we vote and what we really advocate for. But then I guess on a more like going and seeing a theatre show kind of scale, I really hope that people get a lot of pleasure out of it, and also a feeling of, you know, we're all the same. We all experience the same kind of fears, anxieties, but also hope and possibility and the capacity to love and, you know, to really have that opportunity for empathy, I think, is one of the greatest gifts of seeing a theatre show.
Now, you did talk about your background at Regional Arts. Mm-hmm. Is there potential for travelling for this production for Fish?
Potentially. It's a bit too soon to say. I mean, right. We are at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent in Collingwood, and that's such an iconic
venue.
So I think if we did choose to tour this show, we would have to go through a pretty extensive remount process to make sure that it was something that could still have the same impact and still be supported by the same level of design so that people regionally get the same quality of work. But we have toured Rollercoaster Productions before. Last year we went to Ararat Performing Arts Centre with a remount of a show that Nick Pappas directed called For the Love of Pina. And that was kind of an ode to Pina Bausch and her work. So a lot of movement pieces, mm-hmm. and a very joyous and almost romantic comedic production. So we have done that sort of thing before, and I certainly would welcome the opportunity to do it again.
And how did Ararat, I suppose, accept that? I mean, and how did the performers, like, you know, well, what do they think about going regionally and seeing a whole different, I suppose, group of people?
They loved it.
And Ararat was quite welcoming, so you got a pretty good sort of response from
Yeah, well, we had a very strong response from the disability community there. So the audiences that a lot of the audience members that were attending were people with physical and or intellectual disabilities and their carers. And that was a fantastic opportunity, I think, for both the ensemble and those audiences to see themselves reflected, to feel like they were seeing people like them doing amazing things that were really exciting, and kind of opened up for them what they could do if they wanted to do that. And we had a Q&A session afterwards as well, and they were asking some really fantastic questions, and we're just obviously so energised and thrilled by seeing the work. And I think the ensemble as well really felt that warmth and felt that that sense of, yeah, we've done something pretty amazing. Yeah.
That is incredible. Mm. Now, Anna, what is the best way for people to get tickets to Fish?
So if you just head online to rollercoastertheatre.net.au, the page for Fish is right on the homepage there. So you can just click on that and there's a link for tickets there.
Wonderful. And when do the shows kick off?
We open on the 31st of August, so that's a Thursday night at 7 p.m. And then we close on the 2nd of September. So it's only four shows with a matinee on the Friday at 2 p.m. And that's an Auslan interpreted performance followed by a Q&A as well.
Beautiful. So take the hint, Joy listeners, you better get in quick and get your tickets to Fish at Melba Spiegel Tent in Collingwood. Thank you so much, Anna Kennedy, for coming in for a chat.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.